Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Did you say Hairmaster?
No, you dimwit. Airmaster.
Caremaster?
No, Airmaster.
Daremaster?
Clean your ears out. I said Airmaster.
Stairmaster?
Oops, don't try that one. It's probably trademarked by someone else. Airmaster.
Ha ha, got you on that one. I said Stairmaster. S-T-A-R-E, Master. Tearmaster?
I'm going to tear you. Airmaster!
Oh, I get it. Airmaster.
Yes, Airmaster.
But what do they do?
Airmaster Aerator, the patented aerator that makes a difference. More than an aerator, a complete waste treatment system. Airmaster Aerator.
The following column was written by Jim Thompson. I'm Chuck Swan, reading it for Jim. Jim's title for this column is a question. What's developed in transportation in the last year? That's Jim's question, and here's some of Jim's answers. We last visited transportation in February of 2019. What's new? It looks like autonomous trucks are just as far away now as they were this time last year. They always seem to be just around the corner, but not quite here. That last little control element to keep them from running off the road seems to be very elusive. I noticed that my own 2019 model automobile incorrectly thinks I should be braking when I go around a corner on a two-lane road and there's a car coming the other way. It erroneously thinks that car is in my lane. We will likely see electric trucks before we see autonomous trucks. The electrification of all transportation seems to be moving forward at an ever-increasing pace. A place where there is an opportunity for improvement that is technologically within reach is loading and unloading trucks and rail cars. The last great improvement in this technology was the specially designed roll clamp. Yes, fork trucks and bale trucks are now equipped with collision avoidance systems, but how soon are we going to get driverless clamp trucks that can successfully load and unload an over-the-road truck without causing accidents or damage? This seems to be a pretty tight working envelope that could be equipped with sensors that keep these clamp trucks within their working space. The jobs are repetitive, boring, and fraught with accident opportunities. Looks like a place for significant improvement. The advancement in recycled mills for the containerboard industry have yielded their own improvements in transportation costs in a stealthy fashion. With new mills located near the customers and drawing their feedstock from the surrounding area, these mills have much lower inbound and outbound transportation costs than the old virgin mills located out in the forests. One might not think they have lower inbound costs, but the reality is that material had to move somewhere from its location, buying the grocery store, for instance. It is up to the collectors to convince the stores that whether going to a landfill or to a municipal recycling facility, there is a cost of movement that the store bears a responsibility for carrying in one way or another. In summary, the technological improvements at the moment seem to be advancing slowly, at least more slowly than the developers have been promising us. I suspect it is like many other things. One of these days we will wake up and realize that for a given period of time in the past, say, 5 years, the improvements have been astonishing. It just does not seem to be so at the moment. For safety this week, I think every over-the-road truck should be equipped with side and rear cameras. This technology is proven and inexpensive. There is no excuse for it not being widespread right now. Be safe, and we will talk next week. Nip Impressions is written by Jim Thompson and is copyright 2020 Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.